being better.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we have Jan Harzan of MUFON. We're asking him the questions you want us to ask. And we're not always asking friendly questions either, as you notice. Chris, there's a bunch more questions out there in the audience from our forum. Would you maybe bring up some more?
Yeah. This is becoming more and more of a problem, and that is the accessibility of special effects and editing software that are coming up with some pretty ingenious hoaxes. And now that we have such accessibility for desktop, both animation and effects and other things, do you see this whole problem of hoaxing as being something that is going to continue, possibly get worse? And what do you have to say? I have one questioner here that wants you to make a statement of condemnation for the third phase of Moon folks who are over there creating hoaxes and then trying to pass them off as real. Little sightings. So where do you come down on this whole subject?
Well, where I come down on it is I wish there was a law that made it illegal to do such a thing. I mean, I understand in other countries that it's actually punishable by jail time to actually perpetrate a UFO hoax.
Oh, yeah? Which countries?
I may be wrong here, but I believe it's France. But I can check on those facts. But I think that, frankly, it ought to be something punishable by at least a misdemeanor or some kind of a fine if someone tries to purposely do it, because it wastes a lot of people's time, frankly, and it could be disruptive to the population to put false information out there. I doubt we'll ever get because of freedom of speech in the United States, I don't think we'll ever get it to pass. So here's what we do. We get about 1-2% of our sighting reports are clearly hoaxes, and the vast majority of them we can tell fairly quickly because we contact almost everyone back on the report, and we can just tell by the way it's written, by the facts and the way they do stuff. Here's a good example. There was a report about 5 years ago about a craft that landed in Bakersfield, and the guy reported that it landed in his backyard and actually a being came out of the craft. And so having seen this, I immediately jumped on it, and I contacted the guy through email. I don't believe he gave us his phone number. Well, I got the sheepish reply back from the guy. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just goofing around, and I didn't realize anybody was going to come back at me on this thing, right? Well, so, I mean, I was excited. I thought, oh, my gosh, we got real craft on the ground. There's beings, you know. So people do it for a joke. They do it for fun. But you're talking about the very sophisticated hoaxes where people might actually build a craft and go fly it. We have a lot of people doing that these days. Or even worse yet, go on using animation graphics and create a completely realistic encounter using their computer.
With modern analytical techniques, though, I mean, people like Jeff Sanio and, of course, Luce Maccabee, Ray Stanford, for instance, they can take one look at a vast majority, I'd say a highly, 99% of these, and instantly see that it's a hoax. But for the average person, the kid out there who wants to learn about this subject, he doesn't have that expertise to rely on, and it's very easy to palm these things off as real. And I think it's really doing the field a disservice, and, you know, I think there should be a law against it, too. It's the educational part of this. People are being miseducated, and that could really be a problem, I think, in the future for an organization like MUFON.
Well, I think it could be, although there's just as much technology that allows you to go figure out from pixelation and different things. You know, Mark D'Antonio is also one of our photo analysts, one of our primary photo analysts, and he works with FX models. I mean, there are techniques that can be used to discern whether an image has been overlaid or not, whether it was implanted in the middle of another image. So just as much technology exists on the other side to go figure this stuff out digitally as there is to go make this stuff digitally.
You know, yeah, but wouldn't it be nice to have Mark's time tied up with looking at real footage? I mean,
absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Pointed out. I mean, it's a time waster. Well, here's another contentious kind of element that has really, I think, tarnished the field to a certain extent, and that is the whole hypnotic regression as an investigative tool. I have a question here from Han, who says, what is the official MUFON position regarding hypnotic regression and the evidence gathered using it? Is there an official position? And he also wants to know your personal opinion on it.
Of using hypnosis for information gathering? Well, I mean, it's been a technique used for years for a number of things, including, you know, accident investigations and regular types of things like that. MUFON's official position, we actually have a director of abductions, Kathleen Marden. Of course, her aunt was Betty of Betty and Barney Hill.
Yeah, she's been a guest on the PowerCast several times, so we know her.
Yeah. So, you know, MUFON's position, I mean, we do take reports of abductions. We do have a referral network to get people help. That's generally why they come to us, is more that they're looking for someone they can talk to. They're looking for someone that can help put their life back together. It goes back to the psychological effects of having an encounter of that nature that we talked about earlier in the show. So Kathleen does a great job of talking to those people, understanding what happened with them, and then getting them the resources and help that they request or need. So, I mean, that's what we're here for. I mean, as far as whether it's true or not or what happened or not, I mean, we don't really put any kind of imprint on that. I mean, obviously people are having an experience. It's not typically, it can be, but it's not typically you're straight out, I was standing there and a UFO came by. It's much more involved. But it's happening all over, at least all over the United States. I don't know if it's globally. Someone told me the other day that it doesn't seem to happen as much in Europe as it does in the United States. So that's an interesting thought that could be a research project in and of itself. But, I mean, we just try to be here for the public to allow them to report what they see and without judgment, and then assign investigators to go look into it. And in the case of the abductions, we have Kathleen, who's a great resource to help people take it to the next level.
Okay, yeah, and that's I think that's a pretty good approach to take. Obviously, hypnotic regression does have its problems in terms of the quality of information, but you know, if you have somebody that's properly trained, I guess it could be, you know, an effective tool, although, you know, there's still always going to be questions about it. Well, here's another question that and this is an interesting one. Again, this comes from Han, who's one of our longtime posters at forum.theparacast.com. If for one day, Jan, you could have unlimited funds, the highest command, and the highest security clearances to all government files and buildings, where would you start, and how would you deploy those resources?
That's a good question. Well, I don't, you know, I mean, if you're not on the inside, you're not on the inside. So that's the part. We're I would like to go, and we're doing this as an organization, as MUFON, as a ufologist, all of us who are interested in this. I believe what we need to do is to get our regular scientists who aren't part of the, you know, working on some black project somewhere or are not part of the inside group, and get them working on the problem. I mean, once they realize that this is real, that these craft exist, that they display this kind of extraordinary technology, it won't take us that long. If we can focus the resources and the money that's out there in the research community from corporations, from universities, from, you know, private think tanks, to solve this problem ourselves. So, I think we just need to, once something's discovered, you know, take the power of flight, right? I mean, once it's discovered once, all of a sudden everybody's doing it, right? So once it's been discovered, which seems to be it already has somewhere, it's known, that it shouldn't take us that long to figure out a second time. So I'd like to, you know, for myself and for MUFON, use that as the focus, is rather than try to get inside the intelligence community and root around and try to figure out what's going on. Heck, let's forget that. Let's just go directly to solving it ourselves and putting this technology to peaceful use on this planet, so for the benefit of all of mankind, not just a few.
Well, that assumes, of course, there is technology that we can acquire, that technology is something that we can get a hold of, or that if there is ET, they are even at all interested in letting anyone in on what they do and how they do it. Maybe they have their own prime directive, which is mostly look but do not touch, but then we have the abductions. We don't know about those. Jan Harzan from MUFON joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Oh, Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As you see, we have a lot of questions from our listeners about MUFON, questioning how the organization is working, about some of the questions about what the organization has done in the past coming up. With Gene and Chris, we have Jan Harzan answering those questions. Jan, let me ask you one quick one here, and that is regarding, of course, the association briefly with Mr. Bigelow, which didn't work out so well. Is that something you'd seek in the future? And I say didn't work out so well because he's the kind of person who likes all the information going his way, but not in the other direction.
Yeah. So before I answer that, I wanted to go back to the previous question if I could, because this is an important point. Being an alumni of UCLA, I had the opportunity to attend a presentation by Ben Rich from the Lockheed Skunk Works. I had the good fortune to invite Tom Keller to attend with me, and this was back in 93. I believe it was March 23rd, 1993.
Yeah, and this is a famous statement that he made, and you were there and heard it.
Exactly. It's firsthand by two of us, not just one, but two. So he did a whole presentation of his 40 years at the Lockheed Skunk Works because he started as a young engineer. He actually was a protege of Kelly Johnson, who was the then CEO, the original CEO of the Lockheed Skunk Works. And he was given the, Ben was given the opportunity to be the project manager over the SR-71. That was his baby that turned out to be so darn successful, and the things are still flying today. I mean, this was built like 40, 50 years ago. He took over and worked there and then retired, and he was also an alumni of the UCLA School of Engineering, and he agreed to come speak to the alumni, the engineering alumni, and there were about 200 of us there at this night. He did a beautiful, you know, I'd say 40-slide set on the different, it was a slideshow on his years at the Skunk Works, including starting with the U-2 spy plane up through the SR-71 all the way up to the F-117. And when he finished his talk, his last slide was a black disc zipping off into outer space. It had little swoosh marks where you could see it flying off into outer space. And he ended the talk by saying, this is a quote, "We now have the technology to take E.T. home." Well, the entire place broke out laughing. And Tom and I just looked at each other and said, "Did he just say what we think he said?" And we were just completely blown away. Well, there was a little polite Q&A afterwards, and then people got up to leave, and then about 20 or 30 of us went down to stand around him and talk with him some more. And during that, he shared some very fascinating things. He mentioned about the fact that we had figured out the technology to travel to the stars and that it wouldn't take our lifetime to get there. He mentioned that there was an error in the equations, and we now had the technology to take E.T. home. So he wouldn't tell us what the equations were. But if you know anything about stealth, stealth technology was all developed from a Russian mathematician's equations that the Lockheed Skunk Works, one of their engineers there, picked up and started working with and realized that if you built a plane with certain angles to it, that it would be invisible to radar. And that's why the F-117 looks so strange. It's kind of a triangle. It's kind of a weird-looking plane. But that was all based on Russian mathematics. Well, there's no such thing as Russian mathematics, but it's a mathematics from a Russian mathematician that was adapted. Well, obviously, there's other equations that talk about how you travel from here to there, and these have been figured out, and there was an error in them, and the error was corrected, and now in the black world, because that's basically what Lockheed Skunk Works does. It built things for the CIA and the NSA and anybody else, but it's all top secret, have discovered it. So going back to the previous question, which was, you know, how do we, if you had all the money in the world, how would you do this? Well, I think what we do is we point people towards those things. The last statement that Ben Rich made was, as he was turning to walk away, I followed him out of the room, or to the end of the room, and said, "Mr. Rich, I have one last question for you." And he looked around at me like, "Who are you?" And I said to him, I said, "I have a real interest in this whole subject of propulsion and how it all works." And I said, "Can you tell me what the equations are? Can you tell me how it works?" And he just looked at me again up and down like, "Who are you and why are you asking this question?" And he said, "Well, let me ask you a question. How does ESP work?" And I was like stunned. I mean, I took two steps back because I wasn't expecting a question to my question. But I snapped back. Just first thing that came to my mind, I shot back, "I don't know. All points in space and time are connected." And he looked at me and he said, "That's how it works." And he turned around and he walked away.
Wow.
Now, so here you've got two clues. Well, three clues. One is, we've already done it, so we know it's doable. Two, there's an error in the equations, so we just need to figure out what the equations are and what the error is. And three, that however it works is the same way ESP works. So there's been a ton of research done by the Stanford Research Institute and other folks, Paul Puthoff and a number of folks, about that whole thing, about remote viewing and how that all comes about. So we've got these clues here. We just need to get people working on it who have good scientific backgrounds. You know, it's kind of like when you lose your keys and you look, you know, on the kitchen counter and you don't see them and you walk in the room and you ask your spouse, you know, "Have you seen my keys?" "Oh, yeah, they're on the kitchen counter." You go back and all of a sudden, "Oh, they're there." I mean, they were sitting there all the time, but you didn't see them the first time you looked. but they're there. That's kind of like this, is that if you know that it exists and you know that it's there, then all of a sudden it becomes a lot easier to solve. So I just want to make that point, is that this is all solvable, it's all doable, and we don't need the government or the intelligence community to come clean. Or, I mean, that'd be great if they did. I don't think it'll ever happen, but if they did, that'd be wonderful. But we can do this all within our own resources and our own time.
Now, I had a question on the table, though, which was about Bob Bigelow and the issues regarding his participation.
Yes, let me talk about Bob Bigelow. So tell me specifically what you want to know, and I'll tell you whatever you need to know.
Okay, specifically here, when he was working with MUFON, I guess there was some question over the funds that were applied for research and whether the projects could be finished fast enough or not. And the other question is, here's the issue or the concern about the fact that Bigelow seems to have this reputation that all the information comes to him rather than the other way around.
Okay, so here was the opportunity that presented itself. Bob had a contract. Now, we never knew who exactly the contract was with, but my belief is it was a private individual who had a great interest in the subject. And the question was put to us, if you had, you know, all the money you needed, could you do a better job of getting to, you know, UFO reports, getting to a site and collecting the data, and would that improve your ability to have usable, you know, information? And so we thought about that, and we said, well, absolutely. I mean, our mission is a scientific study of UFOs for the benefit of humanity. Our first goal is to investigate UFO sightings. So if we had, you know, we're a completely volunteer organization other than the executive director and an office manager. I mean, that's, and I think we obviously have a contract person who does our journal. But beyond that, I mean, it's all volunteers. I mean, there's thousands of volunteers. Well, if you now have money to, let's say a report comes in, to have a team of people who can triage those reports, we call them CMS administrators and case managers, and they could quickly jump on a case and assign an investigator, which we deemed a STAR team investigators. These are basically our folks who have got a lot of years of experience as FIs, and get them out to the site within 24 hours, you know, but it requires a plane ticket, a bus ride, whatever it takes to get them there, and fund them to stay on site, you know, in a hotel, feed them, house them, give them the supplies they need to do the report. Could you get better data? I mean, that was the whole crux behind the what was being asked of us by Mr. Bigelow.
Let's continue that in our next segment. We have Jan Harzan joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633. 609-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Jan Harzan of MUFON telling Gene and Chris about their participation working with Mr. Bob Bigelow. So go ahead, please.
So we looked at that and we said, sure, I mean, absolutely. I mean, today, one of our biggest problems is because it's all volunteer and people are left to their own resources, that if you need to fly someone someplace, I mean, they're paying out of their own pocket, and a lot of people don't have the money to do that. Similarly, if you're going to want to be on site for several days, which some of these cases require, you're going to have the resources to have a hotel room, to have meals, to maybe have a rental car if you had to fly someplace where you didn't have a car. So we said, absolutely. We think we could design a program where we could make this happen and test it out and see how it works. So they said, great, we're going to give you X dollars per month and, you know, to pay for this program. We'd like a manager in place of it, so we named a star team manager. Today, that gentleman's Fletcher Gray. Fletcher is not paid. He's not paid, but the one that was there was being paid quite a bit of money, frankly. We had basically operators standing by 24-7 who were MUFON people, CMS administrator type people, who were scanning CMS minute by minute as cases came in and immediately phoning back the witnesses to get categorized the sightings into either category 1, 2, or 3. Just to give you a quick synopsis, a category 1 sighting is basically a light in the sky. A category 2 sighting, in short, is something that has a physical effect. So your car stopped, it left a burn mark on the ground, it broke a branch of a tree when it flew away, something that you could see, touch, and feel, some physical effect. And a category 3 was a sighting, a close encounter, where an entity was observed or interacted with. Well, the vast majority of our reports coming to MUFON are Category 1. They're lights in the sky type of thing. So that's probably 70-75% of what we get, perhaps even as high as 80%. You know, we get a few of the Category 2s and then very, very few of the Category 3s, but we do get them. So the SAR team were only deployed on Category 2 or Category 3 sighting reports. And so we would triage those reports, we would review them, and then decide where the deployment should be made, and then the funds were expended. So we had to account for the funds that were given to us, because the whole point of the thing was to pay for the project. It wasn't to pay for MUFON. And that was one of the sticking points. We felt that some of the money should have gone for the overall administrative overhead of MUFON, because we did have to run CMS, we had to, you know, keep an office open, we had to do all that stuff. But be that as it may, I mean, it did fund a good project for, I'm thinking, 6 to 10 months. I'm not sure exactly how long it ran, but then the project ended. So we took what we learned from that, and we've implemented it within MUFON today. We still have CMS administrators. We still have a Star Team manager. We still have Star Team members. What we don't have is the funding to drop people in. So the funding is all through volunteer donations to be able to, you know, fly people to a good category sighting to be able to put them up and do stuff like that. So we depend a lot, as we always have, on volunteers to make that happen. But that was the full extent of the program. I mean, there was never any oversight by Bigelow. Really wasn't involved in it. It was BAS, his subsidiary, Bigelow Aerospace, Advanced Aerospace Studies, run by Colm Kelleher. And they had a team of people that were working on it. And the whole purpose of that organization was to bring scientists on to look at the whole UFO problem. So what they were looking for was feeding these people with information that they could then work on later. So after we investigated the sighting report, we would turn the information over to them, and if they wanted to go out on site and investigate it, they were welcome to do so.
Let me ask you a quick question here because we have to move on. We're getting near the end of this. Was there any request on the part of Bigelow or his people for you not to disclose the information you gave to them?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Chris?
There were rumblings at the time when the whole thing kind of fell apart that perhaps Bigelow had been cherry-picking cases and leaving MUFON out of the loop. Did that happen?
Never. No, because we got the cases first, and then we would review them on a weekly basis, I believe, with Bigelow. It might have been a daily basis, but it was not with, when we say Bigelow, we didn't do it with him. He had a Colm Kelleher, who you know from NIDS, had been hired back by him to run BAS, and they had a staff of people, I don't recall the names right now, who would be on the phone with our Star Team manager almost daily, going through the cases from the day before and reviewing them. So, no, there's no case of them.
Well, the fact that the Bigelow Aerospace is now the number that UFO reports into the FAA, they're given the Bigelow Aerospace number for them to report their sighting. I would think that it would make sense for them to be going to you. Did you ever enter in any conversations with Bigelow about being part of that particular process of fielding reports to the FAA?
Yeah, actually, I talked to Colm Kelleher about that when that came out in a news release a few years back, and there really is no agreement with the FAA. What happened was they just basically called them up and gave them their number, and so we've done the same thing. We, with local police departments, fire departments, FAA, and different places where reports come in, we basically provide our information and our contact saying, if you get these kind of reports, and you can refer them to us because that's what we do. And they actually do appreciate that because they don't really have the wherewithal to collect UFO reports. I mean, you know, the police department is there to stop crimes, and if they're not, you know, jaywalking or speeding down the street in their UFO, there's really nothing for them to do. You know, same thing with the FAA. They're really trying to manage the traffic patterns of the airliners in the world, and they're not there to be a UFO collection agency. So they appreciate that. So I think that one kind of got a lot more press than it really should have. It's a very simple thing. They just basically gave them their name and number, and I think they may have put out a press release. Somebody put out a press release saying that they were the place to go to, but the truth is the FAA can report to anybody they want.
Right. Okay, so there is no official thing. It's just an easier path of resistance, least resistance to the FAA to have somebody else take the call, basically.
Right, exactly.
Well, one thing that I want to get in here before we get too far down the road, because we are getting toward the end of the show, and that is to acknowledge you, Jan, and Orange County MUFON for being excited about the vision that Wayne Hollenbeck and myself had for the San Luis Valley Camera Project, and for actually helping us with some seed money to get the project up and get some gear bought. And I'm happy to report that we're about ready to put a second and third camera up. And we couldn't have done it without you, Jan. And that's the kind of hard data research that I think MUFON could excel at. And now that we've gotten kind of the stickier stuff out of the way, here's a fun one for you. What do you think is the strongest or best UFO case that you know about? And this is another question from our poster, Han.
All time or just?
Well, what's your personal favorite? Which one really set your wheels turning?
Well, honestly, the one that set my wheels turning was the Travis Walton case. I mean, here's a guy with, you know, seven of his worker friends or buddies see this what they thought was a forest fire off in the distance and drove over to see it. It turned out to be a craft. For whatever reason, he jumped out of the truck and ran towards it, got hit by a beam and knocked unconscious. His buddies ran away, and came back 5 days later. He shows back up, none the worse for wear, and there's that phenomenal story about being on board this craft and what happened to him. I'm just blown away by it. And you know, he's passed lie detector tests and everything else. And boy, if you can't be a believer after hearing that story, I don't know what would make you a believer in this subject.
Well, especially when you meet Travis and speak with him.
Yeah,
I mean,
such
he's
a
been
nice
rock
guy.
Solid for all these
Absolutely.
Years, 40 years.
We have to loosen that guy up and have him come on the PowerCast soon. I know you and I have talked to him several times.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to do it. You know, it's
yeah,
not like Whitley Strieber, who doesn't want to come on the PowerCast and will probably never come on the PowerCast. You know, Travis would get an interesting reception here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His story is one of the best, and I agree, Jan. That is a very, very intriguing case, especially if you look at some of the stuff that was going on in the area, which, incidentally, is just down the Mogollon Rim from where I live. I'm about 40, 50 miles away from there. There were a lot of very interesting events that went on in the fall of 75 and 76 in the area. I think the attendant phenomenon aspect of ufology is one that needs to be reconciled, I think, by groups like MUFON. You know, when your investigators go out and investigate a really good sighting, and then they find out that there's cattle mutilations, Bigfoot reports, strange appearing crypto creatures and that sort of thing, I think that all this should kind of come into play. I think there is some sort of interconnectedness. And speaking of that, L.A. MUFON has all of a sudden jumped ship, and they want to become more of a paranormal group now. Can you give us a little insight on that?
Before you do, we have to do the break. With Gene and Chris talking to Jan Harzan, you're in
the PowerCast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com. before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Jan Harzan is the new director of MUFON. And he sounds like a keeper. You know, I maybe not agree with everything he says, but he's really a solid guy there. And glad to meet you, Jan. We're going to continue with our final segment of the Paracast. Chris asked kind of a big question that requires a much longer answer than we can spend here, but Jan will try to be brief.
Absolutely. So I think the whole, and this is a real dialogue going on within MUFON and at the board level all the way down today, and that is, you know, where does MUFON stand with regard to the paranormal? And obviously, you know, paranormal just means it's something out of the ordinary. UFOs definitely could have that label attached to them as being paranormal. But, you know, we're planning to focus on UFOs. I mean, that's what we really want to focus on. Now, if as part of a UFO study, there's a Bigfoot associated with it, and there have been sightings where a craft has been seen and a Bigfoot has been seen in the same vicinity, that's fine. We have no problem with that. I've had cases I have personally investigated, one by a police officer, which was an angel case, you know, where he was riding his bike down a place, and all of a sudden reality changed around him, and there was an angel talking to him, you know. So it's not like we spurn those types of reports if people want to report it to us. But our primary focus really is on UFOs and craft and potential entities or beings that might be associated with that. So that is what we'd like, that's what we are doing in terms of collecting data. That doesn't mean there's another data in our files on ghosts or anything else, but that's not our primary focus.
Do you consider, though, that there's a possibility that maybe there's a relationship amongst all these things? So you have UFOs, and then there's Bigfoot and other phenomena around it. Maybe there is a connection that ought to be explored?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I think there is a connection. The connection in my mind is probably something along the lines of this interdimensional type aspect, which means that we probably don't live in a three or four dimensional universe, which is what we experience daily. If you read Michio Kaku's book, you know, The 10-Dimensional Universe, or I believe that's the title of his book, but he's written many, many books on the subject of this. He talks about the fact that, you know, the universe is made up of at least 10 dimensions. And as you get into the higher dimensions, the stranger it looks to us. So the book that was written years ago, Flatland, where it was talking about beings who lived in a two-dimensional world, what a three-dimensional world might look to them like. And if you pass a cone through a flat surface, which is the two-dimensional world, what they'd see is first is a dot, and then they see the dot get bigger into a circle, and the circle get larger and larger and larger until finally it just disappeared. It would look very, very strange to them because they're flatlanders, very similar to us. If we're in a three-dimensional world, and all of a sudden a fourth-dimensional being or a fifth-dimensional being or craft moves through our three dimensions, third dimension, it's going to look very, very strange to us. It's going to do strange things, and that's exactly what these craft exhibit is, very, very strange things. Similarly, I mean, it's possible that these creatures, Bigfoot or whatever, might be higher dimensional beings that come in and out of our reality. I really don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, we're not a Bigfoot research organization. There are Bigfoot research organizations, and we're certainly happy to work with them if we need to, or ghost people who do ghosts studies and things like that, but it seems to me that it's probably all using the same physics of some kind of higher dimensionality. And someday we'll understand it, and it'll all make perfect sense to us, but right now it's just pretty strange, which is why we call it paranormal.
Okay, so MUFON has been around since, what, the late 1960s?
Yes, 69.
Okay, right. And so have I, but I don't want to get into that because nobody is as old as I am. Okay, do you think you've made much progress? Do you think we've gone anywhere in the UFO field? It seems that we're talking about the same things now that we talked about in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, etc.
Well, I think where we've made progress is, number one, we have a structure and we have a process. Back in the 60s and 70s, although we had sighting reports and things like that, they were going into brown paper boxes and going into Walt's garage and being stacked up. They weren't accessible. Today, information is going into the computer. It's in a relational database. It's all accessible. It can be studied. What we really need to move this to is taking the data and doing analytics on it and trying to understand what the data is telling us. We also need to take what we know to be true from the comments of Ben Rich and others, and get scientists, real scientists, basically people who have an interest in physics and these things, and get them working on it, trying to figure out, you know, how it all works and make it available to all of us, so it can improve our lives and improve life on this planet for everybody. I think there's great progress going to be made here in the next 10 to 20 years that we've never seen before. Here's one as an example. I mean, with all of these space companies out there today, very shortly, in the next 10 years, we're going to have civilians walking on the moon, maybe 20 years. It might be 20 years, but at least in space orbit, right? I mean, you've got all these companies that are building craft to take you up and give you the ride of your life or the vacation of your life in orbit or even on the surface of the moon or Mars. Well, if there are truly structures on these planets and bodies like the moon, I would think you might see them if you were up there taking your vacation. It would be very hard for someone to say this doesn't exist. I'm not saying that it does exist. I'm just saying, you know, now it won't be us depending on the government or our satellite programs to tell us what's there and the imagery from it. I mean, look at all the controversy over the face on Mars.
All right. Okay, so stay with me now. Let's bear this in mind. So we don't expect that maybe we'll be vindicating someone like a Richard Hoagland as a result of this, but at least more and more people will have a chance to see this, and there won't be the wall of security behind the military travels. If civilians go there, they can't stop what's being reported.
Well, I'm just thinking it'll put a lot of this to bed. I mean, you know, it'll be true or it won't be true. I mean, it's either there or it's not there. But, I mean, we'll be able to experience it firsthand as opposed to have someone telling us about it. That's my whole point. And, I mean, I think that's where, you know, you're talking about we haven't progressed very far. Well, maybe we haven't progressed very far in terms of figuring out what exactly these UFOs are and how they work. But we're a lot closer today than we were 40, 50 years ago.
In what respect? And we only have 2 minutes left, so this is going to have to be the fastest answer of the ages for you.
Well, in the respect that we know that there's people who are in the know, who've told us that it exists and that, you know, kind of how, in essence, and how it works. And now it's just really up to us to put that to work and make it happen. I'm very positive that we're going to make great strides here in the next 10 to 15 years.
Well, if we're all around 10 or 15 years from now, we can all get together in a little room and we can talk about it and see what solutions we come up with. Very fascinating. We have a minute or two left. Would you, Jan Harzan, tell our listeners who haven't considered becoming a member of MUFON, and I am a card-carrying member of MUFON, by the way,
Thank you.
Right, he's sending me a bill. Tell our listeners more about it.
Absolutely. Well, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, I mean, was founded in May of 1969, and our whole mission and purpose has been the scientific study of the UFO phenomenon. So if this is something that interests you, I would encourage you to come join MUFON. Memberships are as little as $35 a year. If you're a senior, I think they're $30 to be a subscriber of our electronic journal, which is published every month. We put in it all the latest sighting reports and things that have been vetted, along with a number of different feature articles on the UFO field. if you can even support more, you can certainly become a donor and work at higher levels. We have a benefactor level, which is $1,500, which allows you to be a lifetime member. But all of this goes towards funding the operation and helping us maintain our website and our case management system, which is what all the citing reporting goes through, helps us build research projects that we can hopefully get answers to some of these questions we've been talking about today on the show. So I would strongly encourage you to go to MUFON.com and join today. And I'd be happy to talk to you or answer any questions you have. But we need all the support. It's really the public that makes this happen. And we appreciate each and every one of you who are members today and each and every one of you who will become a member very soon.
MUFON.com. We'll have a link over at theparacast.com for it. Chris
Thank
O'Brien's
you.
Great site is OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. And, of course, you can find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. And there are two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Someday we'll figure out how to make them one. So there you go. Jan Harzan, director of MUFON. Thank you so much for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are The GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.